Well, hello, guys. I am so excited to be coming at you this week with another solo episode. It's going to be short and sweet, but I want to talk about something that has been on my mind and that I've been kind of combating myself due to some stuff that's come up in my own life. A lot of you talk to me about, you know, your moms, your business is your side hustle, the business that your creative business. So you're really pinched for time. And maybe you're pinched for energy. You just are just so, you're tired all the time, or you just feel like, you know, where is it going to come from? What well can I possibly dig from, pull from, whatever the metaphor is there, in order to get what I need to get done, done? And for that, I say, you know, if you're tired and you got shit to do, we've all been there. All of us entrepreneurs. I'm a autoimmune sufferer, so I have different periods where, like recently, things have popped up. And so my energy levels are a little bit lower, but I'm still running a business. I'm still, you know, chatting with you guys on this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I love getting to be able to connect with you in this way. But I, you know, so I've got stuff to do, but I want to do and stuff I need to do. And then there's the whole life stuff, right? There's the like going to the grocery store, paying the bills, hanging out with your partner, which is wonderful, but another, you know, energy use. And so how do you figure out if you have this bank of energy and you feel like it's lower for whatever reason? I know I was chatting with one of my good friends who has a newborn, and she's like, I don't have any energy because I'm taking care of my baby. And he's not sleeping right now. Whatever it is, you know, I feel you. I feel you because I've been there. You know, when my autoimmune stuff flares up, like lately, it's just, I just feel like I don't have the energy to show up and do everything I want to do. But I do have, you know, kind of those minimum things that I need to do. I need to be serving my clients. I need to be, you know, taking care of my wellness, stretching, moving my body, cooking good meals, hanging out with my partner, all of the things. So yeah, someone was DMing me and they're like, you know, when you have these autoimmune flare-ups and you're feeling a little more sluggish, or your energy, you know, that fatigue, that brain fog, just that energy being very low. How do you do it? She was like, I'm so freaking tired all the time and I don't know how to do it. And I feel you, lady. And this is something that I've been, you know, kind of battling myself. And it is true that when your body is feeling like that, first of all, listen to your body and figure out what that needs. So maybe it is paring back on different non-essentials in order to get through a period, whatever that is, and be gentle with yourself and let yourself move through that. And then, you know, I want to pass on yet some wise words that someone once told me that's really helped when I've been in that mood. Tired begets tired, as in the more tired you think you are, the more tired you feel. So we got to stop saying, you know, I'm so tired all the time, even though we are. And maybe, you know, think about other ways to kind of be in the world, even though we're feeling tired, to buoy ourselves and to feel a little better. And why? Why should we work like this? You know, because the more tired we think we are, the more exhausted we feel. So, you know, what's the upside to thinking and saying this? Really, you know, complaining isn't cute. and, you know, it can impact some of our relationships, and it impacts the way we feel and the way we're moving in the world. And that's not, I know, how we want to be and how we want to feel and all of that. So, you know, we can use it as an excuse not to do the things when really we can still do great things with low energy. It just, maybe there are fewer great things, and we're just making sure that we're very conscious about the priorities that we're putting on our time, which parts of the business can kind of take a back burner, which parts of the business are really important to keep pushing on. You know, obviously our family and our partners and our wellness and all of that are important in those kinds of things. So let's talk about, yeah, that last bit a little more. So what we can do with low energy. So in a perfect world, we'd, you know, have a great night's sleep. We'd wake up feeling rejuvenated. We'd spring into action. We'd be able to exercise every day. We'd prep our meals for the day. We'd, you know, get up. We'd answer client emails. We'd be creating amazing products, doing all the things and feeling amazing and feeling really energetic and able to tackle all of that. And it's amazing when we're in that zone, right? I mean, we all love that zone. We all can get there, but you know, maybe that's not the season of your life right now. And you know, maybe if you're listening to this when it's not yours either, I know it's not mine at this particular moment. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, so what? So what? We're tired. And then what? So putting our dreams on hold because we're tired is just silly. You can have low energy and you can still show up as a mom, show up as a partner, show up as a creative entrepreneur, show up for yourselves for self-care. It just requires a little extra effort that we are capable of. Our why just has to be really compelling for us to stay laser focused and committed. So, you know, what's your why? What's your reason? You know, do you want to show up for your kids? Do you want to take care of your body, your mind, and your business so you can be the best for your kids? Is it so that you can be the best for yourself? Is it so that you can feel of service to your clients, to your customers? Do you want to show, who do you want to show, you know, that your reasons have, they've got to be greater than your excuses, right? And then you can do hard things. So, you know, we can do hard things. We can be tired and badass at the same time. So I challenge you guys this week, all week long, despite being tired, don't give it much attention. When someone asks how you're doing, instead of the usual, you know, exhausted, not great, I'm tired, you know, what can you say instead? Some ideas, you know, like live in the dream. You know, my body is amazing, because your body is amazing, even in those periods of autoimmune flare up, whatever, because even if it's not doing exactly what you want it to be doing all the time and there's symptoms and everything, there are other things that it's doing amazing, just like the breath you breathe, the, you know, you can see amazing vistas, you can feel amazing things, all of that. So think about the things that you can, you know, feel and do and all of that. Yeah. So, you know, there's just so many things that you can think and, you know, and work on. So I would love to hear what you say instead of that, nah, I'm tired this week, and what you're committed to. And also, you know, what are your reasons why? What are those reasons that get you up, that are, make you live in your purpose, your passion, and your reason why, and are part of that feeling of, you know, being that amazing entrepreneur and that amazing creator that you are? So let me know, and let's chat about that on Instagram or on email or anywhere you can find me, and that'll all be in the show notes. So thanks, guys, for listening to my solo app this week. I love being able to connect with you via solo apps. It's a really special way, you know, we can just one-on-one kind of chat. I feel like you guys are just like, you know, my buds hanging out, listening to me. So enjoy, and let's connect again. Check out the show notes, and let's also, you know, subscribe to the podcast so that you can hear next week's episode. Love you guys. Have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing week. This has been the Creators Marketing Method podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to check out the show notes to download your free step-by-step guide to create your authentic marketing message to explode your income. If you liked what you hear, I would so appreciate you rating and reviewing. This helps me know what kind of content you guys like the best, and I can deliver more of it. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.